This is Gav Fresco, and you're tuned in to the Box Out Podcast. Game one in the books here for the NBA Finals. Great game overall. Cavs fell short to the Warriors. Warriors, very dominant team. When you're playing that team, you just got to play hard, and that's exactly what the Cavaliers did. These guys played their heart out. Unfortunately, the last 4 seconds of the fourth quarter, JR ended up getting the rebound and just choking the whole thing away. For some reason, he was thinking that they were up by one, but that wasn't the case. Let's head over to the post-game interview here to figure out what was going on in JR's head at that time.
Can you take us through that sequence with 4 seconds left in the game?
George shot the free throw. I got the rebound. We were tied ball game. We had a timeout, and I was trying to get enough space because I obviously can't just stand right there. Trying to get enough space to bring it out to get it, maybe get a shot off. And then I seen, I looked over at Bron. He looked like he was trying to call a timeout, so I just stopped. And then the game was over.
You knew you were tied. You didn't think you were leaving.
No, I seen it. I knew we were tied. It's just, I thought we was going to call a timeout because I got the rebound. I'm pretty sure everybody didn't think I was going to shoot over Katie right there. So.
And the replay looked like you said to LeBron, I thought we were ahead.
If I thought we were ahead, then I would have just held on to the ball, let him foul me. But clearly that wasn't the case.
JR, did you not, on the replay, it doesn't look like you have a clear layup. I mean, there's two guys there. You had no clear pass to the basket. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I saw KD standing right next to me. He already had 4 blocks, so I wasn't about to be the fifth.
JR, does this feel like one that got away tonight?
Yeah, for sure. We had a couple opportunities to win a game. Blow the whistle, bounce the ball, just didn't go our way.
Were you guys rattled by that reverse call?
I was. I'm sure some of my teammates were, but that's to be expected, I guess.
How do you prevent this from lingering into Sunday and the rest of the series?
We actually played a really good game, defended them pretty well. Obviously, it's tough to say that with Steph having with 29 and KD 26 or whatever, but I mean, we made a miss shots, we got rebounds, we got stops when we needed to, just wasn't enough.
Did you feel that over time they had to give them a second win? I guess I'm on the ropes right at the end of the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to win in this building in regulation, let alone overtime. It's just the way it falls, you know, get a shot here or two, turnover, assist, whatever. And just do it. It is what it is.
Really, JR? Really? Come on, man. You know better than that. Honestly, I'm thinking that JR was thinking at that time that they were up by one. That's why he tried to run the clock out. Because if you look at the last 4 seconds of that game, that's exactly what was going on. I wonder what's going on in LeBron's head at that time, because he just looked over at him. He's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? And JR, he just looked confused. He had that freaking confused look on his face. Curious to know what LeBron had to say. Let's head over to the post-game interview for LeBron and listen to what he had to say. Very good questions there.
LeBron, now that you've had some time to reflect on the call and you're not in the moment, what is your reaction to the change from the charge to the block?
I thought I read that play just as well as I read any play in my career. Defensively, seeing the drive, I was outside the charge line. I stepped in, took the contact. It's a huge play. It's a huge play.
Dave over here on the left.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. LeBron, obviously, in the moment, there was an expression of frustration with JR, the way the game ended right in front of you. what can be said now that you have to move past game one to kind of lift him up and get that play out of his mind?
You know, we got to move on. I mean, it's a, you know, this game is it's over and done with. We had our opportunities, you know, and you know, I would never give up on JR. It's not my MO. I don't give up on any of my players, so any of my teammates. So I don't think that even needs to be said.
Did he say anything to you guys?
No, he didn't.
Robert?
Robert Littell, BSO, a couple of questions. First off, how is your eye doing? Kind of what happened on that play? And the second question is, for the players that haven't been in the NBA Finals, your teammates that haven't been in the NBA Finals before, kind of what's your message to them after such a tough game, one loss?
My eye's been better. It was pretty much blurry, you know, and kind of got worse and worse as the game went on after I drove and, you know, Draymond poked me right square in the eye. And, you know, so I deal with that over the next couple of days. I don't think it's a message needs to be said. We're in the fight now. The game, the finals have started. They got a great taste of it tonight. So they know what to expect, you know, when we play again.
Jeff, on your right side, middle.
Jeff Zilley at USA Today. LeBron, in the referee's pool report, it was said that they had doubt as to whether you were in the restricted area, and that's why it was reviewed. Did you think you were close to the restricted area, number one? Number two, how many times have you seen when they go to review, reverse that kind of call?
Like I said, I read that play just as well as I've read any play in my career, maybe in my life. I seen the play happening. I knew I was outside the charge line, and I knew I took the hit. I don't know what else to say.
Fourth row in the center.
Tess Stevens from ABC7 in San Francisco. LeBron, you have a long track record of bringing your A game to the NBA Finals. I mean, this is your eighth year. You scored 51 points. What contributions from your teammates do you think really brought your game to the next level?
I just try to do whatever it takes to help our team win and try to be a triple threat out on the floor offensively, being able to score, rebound, and get my guys involved. So, I just try to do that tonight.
Next row back.
Tom Reed, The Athletic. LeBron, as the officials huddle on that call, are you guys being told what they're even reviewing? I mean, did you have any idea of what it was that could trigger it, or did you know that that's what they were going through?
No, it was. We were told that they were reviewing if I had my feet outside the line, and when I knew that, I was like, okay, that's going to be our ball. I knew I was outside the charge line. So that's what the communication was to us, and we were over on the sideline drawing up a play, you know, to try to execute, try to go up a couple possessions.
Right here in the front,
LeBron, Paul Antunes from ESPN Brazil. How tough is it, like mentally, for you? I mean, you shot so well today. You were 19 for 32. You had 51. To recover in just a couple days and get ready for game two after working so hard and playing your team playing so well today and just not coming out on top?
Well, I mean, we take this one. You know, we understand, you know, how difficult and how challenging and, you know, this task is. And, you know, you take it all the way throughout the night, think about it, and ways you could have been better and plays that happened that could have went your way, that didn't go your way, or things you could have did. And then you wake up tomorrow with a fresh mind and you move forward.
Anthony on the right side.
Anthony started with The Athletic. What, in your view, kind of happened late with Steph and Clay after your block and then after that with the Livingston and Tristan Thompson stuff?
I don't know.
Any other questions? Right here, Marla in the front.
Marla right now, our Ackermann Journal. I know there'll be adjustments, but do you take any consolation when it seemed like you had a good plan? The young guys, you know, seem to handle the moment. Do you take any consolation in that?
I do not.
Last two questions. Michael in the back, and then Mark.
LeBron, Michael Lee with Yahoo Sports. Would you say that this is probably the most frustrated or disappointed you've been coming off a finals game, knowing that you were right there and you had many opportunities to end? Is this probably more frustrating you've been after loss?
Because it's right now, I would say, yeah. I mean, I always live in the present. I don't know how frustrated I was after a loss in the past. I think we played as well as tonight. We played as well as we've played all postseason, and we gave ourselves a chance, possession after possession after possession, and there was just some plays that was kind of taken away from us. Simple as that.
Mark, last question.
LeBron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. From listening to everybody's reaction to the play at the end with JR getting the rebound, there's still confusion about whether JR thought the game was tied or whether he thought you guys were ahead. From where you stood on the court and from talking to him after the play, what's your reaction to it? What's your version?
What do you mean, what's my version?
Well, did he think that the game was tied, or did he think that you guys had it salted away?
How do I know that?
Or did you discuss it at all with him at the end of the play?
No. They asked me if I talked to JR about it. I said no already. I knew it was a tie game. We was down one. George Hill went up. He made the first one. We got the offensive rebound. You know, I thought we were all aware of what was going on. That's my view. So I don't know what JR was thinking. I don't know the question you're trying to ask.
I was just trying to see if you knew exactly what his state of mind was. Did he think that you guys had it won, or did he think he was trying to make a play? Not sure.
What do you mean, I'm not sure? No, I don't know his state of mind.
Did you know if he knew the score?
Thank you.
So LeBron ended up just walking out after those questions. Reason is because that last guy just kept asking the same question over and over here again. But what I got from the interview is he's ready for game two. We might see a different version of JR. Reason I say that is because he might be trying to redeem himself from that first game he had, last 4 seconds, which was horrible. LeBron doesn't seem to be too worried about it. I say we might even get another 50-plus point game from LeBron, but let's see what happens come game two on Sunday.